Blog Talk Radio.
Well, here we go. It's Friday. It's the most must-hear radio show going across the airwaves. It's Brock Bucks and the Berg podcast, hosted by Tarek Brock. Yours truly, Mark Mancini, producing, 347-205-9631. Catch the archive on blogtalkradio.com/Mancini Sports podcast platforms powered by Mancini Media. So without further ado, it's more of him, less of me. Let me lay the red carpet down, put the podium in its place, hand off the mic. Tarek, first of all, how are you? Second of all, how can people get a hold of you? Third of all, you're in a city where not only you're sharing it, going against the Brewers, but the Milwaukee Bucks are hosting the Brooklyn Nets. Are you guys all sharing the same hotel out there?
doing well. Nice hot day here in Milwaukee. We're getting set to head over to the ballpark in a couple hours or so. Man, you know, you can reach me on all social media platforms, TARIKBROCKSR, as in senior. We're in a town where, as we were coming in last night, the Bucks were, you know, going off against the Nets, and we're able to pull out a victory yesterday. So it's going to be an electric town, because of the playoffs and the Brewers are coming around. You know, they got Yelich back in the lineup. You know, they're playing a little bit better, and they got three good horses going this weekend for them. And we'll look to disrupt a little bit of that magic going this weekend.
Yeah, let's set the bar. We always like to focus on the positives. Let me just lay it down, a couple of things that set a little team back a little. 23-38, you lost four in a row, 13 in a row to the Dodgers. But, you know, when I look at this team, they're a team in development with a long-term plan. So, when you look at the way you guys have played, throughout the year, you know, you're ahead of last year's pace playing only 60 games. But here's a team that the Dodgers came to town, and they're projected to win 100. And you guys kept it close in all three games. With a little luck, it could have been the other way around, you sweeping them.
You know, yeah, I mean, they're a really good team. And there's some, you know, really good takeaways that we could take from the game. Yes, you know, we held them close, and we were in some ball games. Our youth showed, in a couple of the games, a show with, a really interesting play to start off, the first night against Walker Buehler, who was just throwing absolute gas. Keep Ryan Hayes hits a ball that's just, on the line, going out to right field line. I mean, just barely goes over the top of the line. The kid plays hard. That's one thing that, people, talk about him missing first base. But let's talk about how hard this kid runs down the line. He was running. He was looking. He understands who's playing right field, the type of arm that Mookie Betts have, his athleticism, his skill set, his ability. And he's just trying to get out there and get there. Looked at the ball a little too long and, hit the backside of the base. And people saying, touch first. There are some things that happen in sports that you don't think that you will see, but happens, and it's just a unique time. We pushed some the second day. Tony Gosselin just couldn't throw strikes, just could not throw strikes, and we let him off the hook. And that's where, we have to look at ourselves and be like, man, it was tough. Now, Colin Moran did hit one ball that A.J. Pollock, took a good route on. And ran it down and, took away, at least a base clearing, double for Moran. And, they just got timely hits. Justin Turner was a one-man band and, hitting two home runs against us. But you know what? Our time will come. And then yesterday we hung in there. We came back, which was really good. Urias pitched a really good game. I mean, a really good game. And, we get a home run. A two-run home run to get us within one run, and they were able to tackle on another run, I think, via a home run, and then the rain stopped the game a little bit short for us. So one thing we do know is that this year, we're in a lot of games. We're fighting back. We would like to fight, from even, but that time will come. And then just hopefully that, you know, we'll get a good starting performance tonight from our starting pitchers and, you know, allow our bullpen to rest a little bit.
Well, and not only that, you know, we're all human and, you know, that happens, you know, missing first base. It just, you know, things like that happen and you move on with it than dwell on it. And that's the great thing about playing 162 games. You just, you know, you learn from your mistakes, you move on, and that's the key to everything as far as growing in life. But, you know, when you talk about Julio Urias, I look at this kid, 9-2, and, you know, sure, they got Walker Buehler over there, they got Clayton Kershaw, they got Trevor Bauer, but this kid is going to be something, and he's positioning himself for an all-star berth, wouldn't you say?
Yeah, I mean, it was just really good stuff. There was no panic. You know, in him, you know, located his fastball, used his secondary pitch as well, kept our left-hand hitters off balance. And, you know, that's all that you could, you know, ask for, you know, from your starting pitcher from that day. And so, you know, you just got to, you know, tip your cap in the hat and just try and get him next time. And that's the best thing that, you know, that we can do.
You know, and Mitch Keller, you know, I look at him, and he said he feels fine. I just think if he can get that fastball more consistent, watch out. We're going to see a real stud in that rotation for Pittsburgh. Any thoughts to Mitch?
You know, Mitch just hasn't been that good. And, you know, we just have to, you know, be real. He had some flashes and some moments, but what we need is consistency. And the last two outings, you know, been very short, you know, where we had to heavily lean upon our bullpen to get us through. And, you know, I'm sure he's doing everything that he can. Well, I'm not going to say I'm sure he's doing everything that he can. You see him work. You know, you just like to see him get, you know, confidence back and be able to get back to the guy that we know that he can be. And, you know, I trust Oscar Moran and Justin Message, our pitching coaches, you know, to work to get him, you know, right and get him back on track.
Yeah, and you got Phillip Bevins. He's ready to bounce around the field to play multiple positions for you. Boy, I'll tell you, he's a key. You know, this kid reminds me of Keke Hernandez when he was out here with the Dodgers. Somebody, they're playing multiple positions, and that's great for a manager and a coaching staff to know that you can plug in a guy to spell you.
Yeah, you know, and that's the huge thing is we need to have versatility on our staffs and pitching staff and on our roster, having guys to be able to, you know, to step up in moments, having guys to be able to, you know, say come in and pitch in an inning that they normally don't pitch in. But I will say something like this is like sometimes, you know, the game is on the line in the third inning and you might have to go to your eighth inning guy in the third inning. And, you know, guys having the flexibility to come in and do that or having guys that, you know, this is our, you know, our second pinch hitter and, you know, might have to use them in a, you know, a key part of the game, maybe in the fifth inning because you got bases loaded, you know, and he's a left-hand hitter and the right-hand pitcher is on the mound. Like, having the versatility means so much and being able to have guys to play multiple positions is the biggest thing. And that's what helped build fast, build rosters, and build championship caliber teams.
Yeah, and when you look at yesterday, I know the game got called, and you kind of wish you had that, you know, extra couple innings to get them. I guess some of that, you know, when they take into consideration is the Dodgers got to get back home, open up a series with Texas, and you guys got to head to Milwaukee. If that was, another game in the series, I think they would have waited out or probably more or less continued it the day before. What goes into that? Because sometimes you don't know really what goes into it to the point where teams just got to get out of town, or you can wait it out, or you can continue it. Any thoughts?
You know, the biggest thing about that is, you know, you play a getaway day early, and you do that for a couple reasons. You know, we talk about, you know, soft tissue injuries. We talk about guys' sleep patterns. You know, it's hard when you travel all night and you get to your destination, you know, 4, 5, 6 in the morning, and you're normally up at, you know, 8 or 9. And some guys can't sleep. Some guys can't sleep. And so, you know, you got guys redlining the next day. And, you know, of course, if you're the team that's down, like you want to have a chance, and especially the home team, have a chance to keep going. And, you know, you just want to be respectful, you know, of guys, because at some point in time for us, we go out to L.A. in August on a Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, and, you know, have to travel east. And, you know, we want them to reciprocate playing, you know, a 12 or 1 o'clock, you know, p.m. game Pacific Standard Time, so that at least we can get back, you know, to the East Coast at a fairly decent time. I'm not sure if we have an off day or not, but the next day, but just be able to get back so that, you know, guys can still be able to rest, recover, and be able to perform and put on a good show the next night.
Yeah, and now you're in Milwaukee. The Brewers are in their last 18 are 14-4, 35-27, tied with the Cubs. And, you know, we alluded to this earlier. Now we're facing big horses again here, and Woodruff tonight, Burns tomorrow. So this is going to be a challenging series. But you guys have played Milwaukee close this year, and, you know, tick for tack there.
Yeah, you know what? The one thing that Joey Cora said to me at the very beginning is, you know, divisional games, divisional opponents are tough. Like, they always come down to the end. And, you know, last year he was right. You know, there would be a lead, you know, whether we were down, and we would, you know, somewhat make up the deficit, sometimes pull it back even, and it would be vice versa. Like, it just happened in divisional games. So we played them tough, and yes, you know, we got some really good arms that, you know, we're facing. And don't forget, Corbin on Sunday as well to close it out. So, yeah, you know, we expect nothing but their best. You know, Derek Shelton and Don Kelly will put together the best lineup that, you know, we can to match up with these guys. And you know, we'll just play and just, you know, just have fun and, you know, just work hard to put on the best performance we can and, you know, at least walk out of here or leave here on Sunday with 2 out of 3.
Yeah, and when you look at it, boy, his brother over there in Boston, man, they had those guys projected to finish dead last. And I said, you know, watch out. This guy, you know, won a World Series with him, took a year off, and now he's got the Red Sox contending in the American League East. And I don't think they're going anywhere as far as losing that stranglehold on that division. I know they'll battle Tampa, but, boy, the Red Sox are really surprising that East.
You know, and that's it. Like, you just don't know. You know, people would, you know, expect the Yankees to be playing better, but they're not this time. And Boston is just playing their butts off. You know, they just got some young guys, you know, mixed in, you know, with good leadership over there with J.D. Martinez. And, you know, that's what you need. You need, you know, some good established guys. You need some young guys that have been around that need to take a step up. And then you got some young guys that's out to, you know, prove that they belong there to themselves first and foremost and to the organization. And you get just get guys that just have grit. You know, they go from failure to failure without losing enthusiasm. And then also, you know, be able to, the next time they're in that situation, get a little bit better. And, you know, that's what we're trying to do here as well, is just get a little bit better day by day. And, you know, someone said something the other day, when you hold a $250 million payroll, to 2 runs or, you know, 3 runs, you've done a great job. And so, you know, next time we'll do that, you know, we'll walk away with wins because we've been in that situation and we get to draw off of that situation moving forward. And, you know, like, you know, Yelich, Kane, you know, as well, like, man, you know, these are some guys that are leading this team here and, you know, they're on fire. So hopefully, you know, our equipment guys, you know, pack some fire hoses so we can put that fire out on them.
Hey, who knows? You might have the Brooklyn Nets sitting in there watching the game today with a day off, and maybe the Milwaukee Bucks will come by and cheer on the Brewers or whatever. But it's a 6-game road trip. You get 3 in the Brew Town, and then you go on to Washington and say hi to Josh Bell and Harrison over there. That's going to be nice.
You know what? It is. It's always good to see, you know, familiar faces, old friends, and wish them well. It's even better to, you know, pull off some victories while you're there as well, to have some bragging rights. Yeah, you know, we get to go to, you know, a place that we didn't get to, you know, venture to last year. So that'll be really good. And, you know, again, you know, regardless of how whatever a team's record is like, you know, at any moment, you know, a team can get hot. And, you know, you have to respect that and understand, hey, you know, every game, every series is different. And, you know, we take it as that, as every team is just hot and have the potential of if not, if they're not hot, to get hot. And so we do as well. So, you know, yeah, we'll have our 3 days here and, you know, prepare for some heat and some, you know, weather in Washington. We're supposed to get, you know, supposed to be wet. But that's our type of weather. That's the game
yeah.
that we play in. That's what we play in at home and, you know, we thrive in it.
It'll be hot out here in Los Angeles, but as we wrap this thing up, definitely keep you know Bernie up on that slide. Don't let him come sliding down. And you know with the guys we're throwing at him, hopefully we can keep him up on that slide. Let him come down the slide when we leave town. But how can you be reached, my good friend? We'll continue this Monday in D.C. Let everybody know what's your best way to reach you.
On Instagram and Twitter, TarrikBrock, all one word, SR. And, yeah, that's it. You know, Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, those are the only things that I'm on right there. I think I have a TikTok account. I haven't been on in a while, but yeah, that's it. You know, I just
okay,
gotta,
my brother, you're a blessing. We'll hook up in D.C. on Monday, and let's raise the Jolly Roger. This weekend in Milwaukee.
Sounds good, brother. Thank you.
You're welcome. Hey, guys, catch the archive version on blogtalkradio.com/Mancini Sports. We'll talk to you Monday from the nation's capital as we preview the Pirates and Nats. Have a great weekend, everybody. Thanks for tuning in.